AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Johar Tsarnaev's lawyer admits he took part in the Boston Marathon bombing, so a conviction is considered to be a near certainty as this trial goes to the jury. Closing arguments today, a defense lawyer maintained that he had been controlled by his older brother. If convicted, the same jury will decide if Tsarnaev should get life in prison or the death penalty. Rolling Stone magazine's article alleging a gang rape at a University of Virginia fraternity was simply bad journalism. Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism Dean Steve Call found systemic problems at Rolling Stone.
These are not failures of dishonesty in an individual. They are systematic failures, collective failures, that involve people who have worked at the same place for a long period of time.
The fraternity says it's pursuing legal action against the magazine. The Obama administration laying out arguments to back the nuclear deal with Iran. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz says the U.S. and his partners will not take the Iranians at their word.
This is not built upon trust. This is built upon hard-nosed requirements in terms of limitations on what they do at various timescales, and on the access and transparency.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter heading to Asia, part of the world seen as key in strategy.
The Middle East dominates today's headlines, but Carter says the Asia-Pacific is the next century's defining area.
No region will matter more for American security and also for American prosperity.
So he told an Arizona State University crowd the U.S. is investing in new weapons and refreshing defense ties with Japan, but also expanding trade agreements. The defense chief is urging Congress to give the president authority to finish a 12-nation trade deal Carter says is as important to him as getting a new aircraft carrier. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is AP Radio News. Someone stuck a bust of NSA leaker Edward Snowden onto a Revolutionary War monument in Brooklyn. Warren Levinson has more.
The artists who did the installation are anonymous, not surprising given that it's illegal, but not so anonymous as not to have taken video of the guerrilla action, which they gave to the city blog Animal.
We look at this as a gift to the city, but, you know, gifts are sometimes not accepted.
It was not accepted. The 4-foot-high bust, which was crafted to look like part of the prison ship martyrs monument in Fort Greene Park, was removed in short order. Councilwoman Lori Cumbo, who represents the area, called the installation unacceptable and a reprehensible act of public expression. Warren Levinson, New York.
People who live in Celeron, New York, Lucille Ball's hometown, loved Lucy, but they don't have much love for her life-size statue at a local park. Critics say the problem is it doesn't look like Lucy. The artist wants $10,000 to fix the statue. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.